When I train myself to see everyone an angel, I am too. When I train myself to be an angel, everyone is too. When I train myself to see everyone as an angel, I am too. Am I ready for that? Am I ready to be an angel? Am I ready to live my life from the perfection point of view where I am doing all things in a divine, lovely way? Or am I just wishful thinking? Am I just saying that would be nice? It would be so nice if it were really true, if it really would happen that way. But it doesn't seem to happen that way. What can I do to see myself and everyone as an angel? I have to do a little bit of training. I have to look at myself first, and if I look at myself first and I see myself as an angel, then it's not difficult to see everyone else as an angel too. But if I look at other people and I look at them and see their faults, see their limitations, see the attitudes that they have, which are not necessarily beneficial to them, then my whole life just seems to go kittywampus in the wrong direction, and I'm not very happy about it. I'm not very happy about it because it is not who I really am. Can I look at other people? Can I look at the world? Can I observe all that's going on and realize that all that's going on is beautiful and good? Can I look at the flower bud coming up out of the soil and say, that's beautiful and good? Yeah, sure. I'm not bothered by doing that. Can I look at a child who is being obstreperous and throwing things around and being very mean and hateful? Can I see him as being an angel? Well, that's a little tougher. But the thing is, that's really easier. Because if I will look at that child and I will say, he is expressing himself, he is letting go of all of his inner tensions, he's letting go of all his anxieties, he is peace, he is a love, he is a joy, he is wonderful. And when I say that, when I think that, when I know that, then truly, that is so. Truly, that is the way it is. That is just the way it is. And of course, that's the way that I live my life too. When I allow myself to be myself and make no judgment of it, when I allow myself to be myself and make no judgment of what this self is all about and what this self is doing, and when I say to myself, all is in divine order, all is beautiful, all is good, that takes training. That takes training to see me an angel. That takes training to see everyone in my world an angel. But let's get back to that. It is when I see myself an angel, when I train myself to be an angel, then it's easy as pie to see everyone else an angel. Because I will be looking at my world from my eyes, and I will be seeing it exactly what I believe about it. Now, what is it that I believe about it? Do I believe that all is good and very good, that everybody in this world is wonderful and very wonderful? I can't believe that unless I first believe that I am wonderful and I am good. And to train myself to see everyone as an angel, I train myself first to see myself as an angel. I see myself as a loving person, always wanting to do nice things for other people. I see myself as a loving person, always finding good in the world. I see myself as a loving person, always realizing that life is wonderful and very wonderful. I see this now. I know this now. This is who I am and what I am, and this is all that matters. This is the truth about life. that life is glorious indeed. Now, is there anything in my life that I don't like? For instance, do I have some habits that I don't like? Well, that doesn't make me less an angel. It just makes me having habits that I don't like. Now, what do I do about habits that I don't like? Well, I start to change them. If I smoke, I stop smoking. If I drink, I stop drinking. If I swear, I stop swearing. If I say naughty things about people myself, hey. Think about that. First, I'm saying naughty things about myself, and then I think naughty things about the world. I think that my body has a problem. I think that I have an illness. I think that I have a need in my life. And because I think that, well, then that need is there. But if I stop thinking that, if I see all the good in my world, if I see all the beauty in my life and all the happiness in my life and all the wonder and all the joy in my life, when I see that, then I am seeing something very spectacular. I'm seeing something very magnificent, very wonderful. And what I am seeing is myself. I am seeing truly who I am. Because if I don't like who I am inside myself, I'm not going to see what I think I like in other people. So I start counting my blessings. And I start saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. I start saying, I'm divine order. I start saying, I am peace. Before I go to sleep at night, I lay down and I put my head on the pillow and I say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And when I say that, I just sort of sink into a beautiful, quiet, gentle sleep of peacefulness. Because I am putting the cause in motion and I'm getting the result. I am speaking my word and I'm getting the result. So when I like myself, when I start seeing myself as beautiful and wonderful and good, then I will start seeing everybody else that way. But I cannot see anyone happy if I am not happy. I cannot see the world as being whole and perfect unless I am whole and perfect. I cannot see life in any of its finer elements unless I am living those finer elements in and through everything I do. Am I ready to be that way? Am I ready to live my finer elements? Am I ready to be the magnificent person that I am? Am I ready for that? If I'm ready, then I just look around the world and say, good morning, world. I love you. I love you. I love you. When's the last time you said that? When's the last time you looked out at your world and said, good morning, world. I love you. I love you. I love you. And when is the last time you looked out and saw the world that way? When's the last time I looked out and saw the world that way? Do I look out and say, oh, it's dark outside. Oh, it's light outside. Oh, it's this, it's that. And you see, all those are rather like complaints. And what I want to learn to do, I want to train myself to see myself as an angel. And an angel sees all good because an angel knows that it has created everything that it experiences. And so when I train myself to see myself as an angel and to live as an angel, I am training myself to see everyone as an angel, my reflection. And as I see everyone as my reflection, it is good and very good. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's joyous. It's marvelous. It's beyond imagination because that is the truth about me. That is the reality about me. And that is the life about me. And that is exactly who I am, who I always will be, and the only person I can be. I can only be an angel if I'm going to see the world an angel. And when I see myself an angel, I see the world an angel. And that's just the way it works, because the principle always functions in just that way. The principle always says, whatever you look upon and whatever you see, that's you shining through, clear as a bell. So today, I see myself an angel. and I see all the world an angel, and how great it is, and it is done now.